So he's like talking about it, and he's has a bet out right now. He's like, if Bitcoin does not hit $1 million per Bitcoin by 2020, I will cut my dick off and eat it. That's what he said.
Just find something that you like and fucking go for it and put all your energy into it. If you really do that, then you're gonna fucking figure it out.
You wanna find a problem that all of us have, and you wanna find a way to solve that problem.
2 hours and less than $200, you're fucking in business running off of your fucking phone.
Everybody wants to be a boss. Cool, it's okay to not be a boss.
Exactly.
It's okay to be Robin, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to be fucking Batman, you know? Like, sometimes Robin will say Batman, you know what I mean?
Don't get it twisted, though. We're definitely gonna be smoking weed.
What's up, motherfuckers? We're back. Better than ever. Sorry we missed a week. We're not feeling too good under the weather the last week, but we're back. Give you guys one more closeout, grand finale podcast before we enter 2018 here. I'm Aaron Coffee. Like always, my partner here, Derek. We're here.
We're here to smoke a joint and talk some bullshit and put it directly into your ears.
Directly into your ears, son.
So, yeah, sorry we missed last week. Like Aaron said, we're both been sick, like everybody else in the fucking world.
Everybody's sick this week.
Everybody's everywhere. And then on top of that, yeah, just dealing with all of our Black Friday catch-up and shipping, fucking customer service, figuring out what we're doing next year. We're also moving out of here, so this will be the last...
This will be the last episode in our great studio space here.
So, yeah, next month we'll probably be seeing a couple different backgrounds as we are figuring
transitioning
out.
Here.
Yeah, so we're moving out of here in the next couple of days. And then Aaron's lease on his apartment up is the end of January. So we're going to move into another spot. And next month or two is going to be all over the place. When you guys are listening to this, hope you guys had a good Christmas.
Yeah.
We haven't had Christmas yet. We're recording this in the past. So,
traveling.
Yeah, hopefully you guys had that. Hopefully you guys spent some time with friends and family. Hopefully Santa brought you some nice frosty weed. And going into 2018 strong. Be safe out there for that shit. But we wanted to kind of like wrap up our 2017 and share as we do our successes and our failures, which this year has been fucking crazy for us, as we pretty much probably tired of hearing us say that shit. But, we did so much, learned so much, a lot of success, a lot of fucking roundhouse kicks to the face on our way, and we about to break that shit down for you. So first, won't you spark up this blueberry?
Do a little bit of that.
This blueberry.
It's like something. Throwing me out because it's like purple wrap or whatever.
It's like some sort of blueberry. It's like a seems like a Blue Dream type strain in a Juicy J grape wrap.
We smoking.
So we got an ashtray over here. About to put this sativa in the sky and wrap this up. So let's start from the beginning.
What's upon a time? January 1st,
2017. We started in the city of Orange, California, in a small warehouse. When did we move in here? February?
January.
We moved in here January.
I think so, yeah.
It all started January 17th. Santa Fe Springs, California. Yeah, so we moved into this spot. The beginning of this year.
We moved in January and everybody else moved in February.
Yeah.
Because they're still like wrapping up their shit at the other spot.
Yeah, so we moved into this spot and we're in like a 7,500 square foot space right now. And we got our shit out immediately and it was just fucking me, E, and the embroidery machines in this fucking empty warehouse. And, as we were here, kind of just working alone, Aaron and I both kind of got into, like, I got into Tim Ferriss pretty heavy. Aaron got into Gary Vaynerchuk. And every day we would come to work with, like, no distractions. It was just, like, us two. And I've been reading The Tools of Titans, and he's all up on Gary V vlogs. and we're just constantly sharing all this information. Like, coming into this year, we're just focusing on manufacturing.
Because, yeah, before this year, like, I would never really, like, I don't know, I was never, like, following, like, mentors, I guess you could say, or, like, following, like, other successful people, or, like, reading books, or just, like, soaking up knowledge, really, you know what I mean? Like, and then this year, it's been, like, a point to do that, you know, like, with both of us.
Yeah.
And it all started with, yeah, with Gary Vee and fucking the four-hour work week or whatever.
Yeah, so we moved in here, and it was kind of cool because it was just, like, a whole new world. We were both super inspired. We had this big space. There wasn't very many distractions. Nobody else was here. So we were just doing High-Rise Co., the clothing. We were doing the manufacturing company, which was called Diverse back then. And then we were also doing a little bit of High-Rise TV. So we moved in here. No distractions, and Aaron and I learning all this shit. We come in every single day and we're like, yo, dude, this, 4-hour work week, this, automation, fucking, he's talking about Gary Vee, content. From what I saw, Gary Vee kind of like a cool thing about Aaron is he never wanted to put himself out there. That's like very humble. Like, I always fuck with him because he's growing these businesses, but he never wanted to be the face of it. And I was like, I fuck with that. He didn't want to be a Nicky Diamonds. He didn't want to be somebody who's like, it's just me. I'm the one making this. He's like, just wants his baby to grow and be behind the scenes. But from what it seemed like was following the Gary Vee thing, you were like, fuck it. I need to put my face out there.
Yeah. In today's age, it's like you are your own brand. You know what I mean? Like, you need to brand yourself. That's the most important thing. So that's a big thing that I picked up from following Gary Vee for sure, was just like, the personal branding aspect as well as the, you know, branding your companies and whatever. But it's just really, people want to see the faces behind the businesses and the stories behind the businesses, and they want something that they can relate to and connect with, not just, I am the High-Rise Clothing, but nobody knows who's fucking behind the scenes or who's doing any of it or whatever. So that was kind of a transition this year too. Like, obviously started the podcast, like, been doing a little more, you know, stuff like that. But yeah, that was what really, like, the beginning of the year. We started out kind of like hard, strong on all that stuff. So we kind of got the idea, like,
yeah. So then we hit the podcast. We were in here having all these crazy conversations, and we're like, fuck it, we need to be recording this stuff. Like, between everything Aaron learned and everything, all the excuse me, still a little congested, and all my experiences through skateboarding, traveling, all that shit. And we're like, fuck it, we need to put this shit out there. Like, we're not the smartest dudes, but we're on a journey, and we want to bring you guys on it. We want to help inspire people to, you know, on their own path. And at the same time, Aaron was fucking around with the Facebook ads and the Instagram ads, and that shit started cracking super crazy the beginning of this year. He was doing it for one of our other brands, Hat Beast, which was just really killing it. Hat Beast is one of the companies that all of us homies started about a year and a half ago. And very quickly through Aaron's Instagram ads and then through whatever, we ended up picking up some big accounts like Hat Club.
I just explained to Vince, like, the Forever 21 thing. Like, we were able to get these big accounts like Forever 21 because we actually, like, over-delivered and we offered way more than the next guy. So, like, we'd be talking to Forever 21 and we're like, hey, here's 100 designs already made. You pick out your 12 favorite and we'll produce them with your label. And then we have our own collection here that you could choose from of all the trendiest, latest, whatever hats. So, like, they saw the value in us. Like, cool, these kids are going to design it for us, produce it for us, all at this price. Like, this is insane. So we're able to lock that down by doing that, which opened, you know, some doors with them, which was huge. They're putting in a lot of big orders. We're able to leverage that to get into even more retailers just by, you know, dropping Forever 20, like, oh, we, you know, do all their private label and blah, blah, blah. We use that to leverage to get into all these other stores. And then, like, as that was happening, the Facebook ads were just cracking. We're doing crazy numbers. Like, I'd put in literally like $500 and do like $9,000 a day and shit. Like, just stupid returns. That was going great. So from that, we're like, I saw an opportunity to start another e-commerce brand, just through the success of running all these ads for Happy. So we started that one in April, and like literally with $250 initial, like, what is it called? The
startup cash flow, or
investment, $250 investment or whatever. We're able to grow that almost bigger than Happy East within like 6 months or whatever, just solely off Instagram, Facebook advertising. So that was like beginning of the year, is like Facebook ads were killing it. We had, you know, all these retailers, whatever. Mackenzie was not smoking, so we weren't really doing high rise TV. Right. Just kind of on standstill. And then what do you got from there?
Yeah, so basically we're just doing that. We're just focusing on that new company. High rise TV was kind of on the back burner because Matt couldn't smoke. So,
and then we had our production company on top of all that at the same time as well. Mm-hmm. Cracking.
So then what, fast forward a little bit after, right around 420 is when Mac was back.
Mm-hmm.
Right around that time, one of the Joya from Two Girls, One Bong decided she wanted to go off on her own venture.
Mm-hmm.
So that threw a little like wrench in the engine.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to regroup there.
Mm-hmm.
We had to figure out a new direction, what we're going to do. At that point, we were kind of doing like Mac Dizzle's Meltdown. Two Girls, One Bong was kind of just like on the back burner.
We were like doing it still, but it was like,
yeah,
kind of weird.
And then at that time we hired Amanda to help out, which ended up kind of working out perfect for the Two Girls on Bong thing, because her and Mackenzie had like great energy and chemistry together. So she kind of like filled in a little bit of the slot for Two Girls at the time. That was like going on. And I guess ever since then it's just been like just trying to fucking figure out exactly.
Well, no, so then it was, we got the high-rise TV, so Joya left, had to regroup there to, like, figure that out. Figuring that out, whatever. And then the next month, we ended up splitting ways with one of our partners that's been with us for, like, this entire journey. I won't, like, really say whatever or anything, but, like, basically we split ways. He went his own way, so then it was like, boom, now we got to regroup again, like... So then we shut down our production company. We reopened it under a new name. Started all that from like pretty much scratch again. So it was like a lot of like weird transitions and stuff. And that was like kind of leading in towards the end of the year. And then going into the end of the year, it was at the point where shit was just like crazy. Like there's just so much going on and like so many orders and so much customers and just so much shit to deal with. It was just getting like super overwhelming. So at that point, we started thinking, like, all right, we need to figure something out. Like, I don't want to run fucking six companies at once and, like, run around like a maniac. Like, let's figure out what do we really want to do? Like, what are we good at? Like, let's really just tone down. Like, if we're able to have all this success with all these different companies, like, if we just put all this energy into, you know, one or two things, then we could really blow it out of the water. So that's when we started to kind of scheme in, like, all right, we want to do high-rise TV, like... We're here making all this content that's fucking getting shared by all the biggest pages. We have all the biggest companies hitting us up, like all this shit. So we're like, we know we could do this. So that kind of led to that. And then the last few months has kind of been like figuring out the transition into just fully doing high-rise TV, creating content, creating media, featuring people, like all that type of shit.
Kind of like projecting like what we see, you know, the 2018 style of media. You know, and like, like, what are we going to do? Like, how are we going to kind of switch the style up, trying to, you know, take that share of the market that's out there, people creating this type of media? I mean, you guys will see in the next, like, 2-3 weeks, we're going to start, shit up. So we're going to start rolling out, like, new style. Like, it's stuff that's similar to what you've been seeing out there, but it's kind of like our own twist. Who knows?
We're going to kind of have it more concentrated on, like, featuring people and, like, building the community and focusing more on crediting back. Like, we just see a reoccurring theme right now going on in our, like, weed industry, and it's that everybody just wants to take other people's content and post it, and they just want to build their pages up with memes, and then they want to fucking sell shout outs and monetize it once they get the following. Like, that's pretty much what everyone's doing. And then the bigger companies that actually, like, have money and have investments, like, are doing that as well. It's insane. Like,
something that we've kind of like prided ourselves on here is being content creators.
Yeah,
like we love creating content, you know? Like, we love like producing, directing, shooting shit with Mac. You know what I mean? Like,
and coming up with the idea, then executing it, and then marketing it, and then like the whole process of it.
So, and what we're seeing is just, this is a good segue, is like a lot of our shit has just been getting stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And which we don't mind as long as you get, you know, give the content creator credit.
Right.
Like, so we're seeing is like a lot of people just ripping fucking people off and nobody's giving anybody credit. So like our goal going into 2018 is like, yeah, we're going to continue creating content, original content, but we also want to feature everybody else's shit and we want to be a hub for, you know, people who are interested in the 420 community to come and see who there is. Like, who are the cool weed tubers? Who are the fucking cool companies? Who are the other fucking content creators? Who are the dope fucking products? Like, we want to feature everybody and we want to give everybody credit as we are also creating our own content. But that's something that, like, we could just go into this. Like, we've talked about it before, but we shot like a back, like I shot a back roll video, a video of a backstrap. Just, you guys have probably seen it. It's like, if you guys are on Instagram, you guys have like weed shit show up on your explore page. It's just the jar full of weed point, and it's the camera pointing straight down, and it's like a backstrap, like a joint rolled inside out, and you see the fucking excess paper burning. Something I shot on my fucking iPhone probably 6 months ago. It was like literally before our Corey Williams episode, and that was a joint we smoked. I just shot it, I uploaded it. By the time I was done, I had like fucking 30,000, 50,000 views in an hour. Shit ends up just like cracking, and this past 2 weeks, we've seen it on the Explore page more than ever. Like, yeah, Monkey Kush 420 posted it, had like 540,000 views in 2 days. We got no credit. Every single day Aaron and I were both on our Explore page, we'd seen it at least once.
Yeah.
And like, everyone was like 150,000 views in 1 day. Fucking 100,000 views in 8 hours. Just like cracking.
So accumulated millions and millions of views with no tag or no credit or anything like that. And now we're seeing other people like try to do the same exact video, which is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Because they did it. Whoever that was, you did like shit. For sure get a light. Like, at least like light. Like, this wasn't like, looked like he did it in the dark or something.
It was so like, funny. It was like doing the exact same, except not on a black table. It's on like a wooden table. But yeah, so that's this whole thing we've been seeing. We're involved in like a lot of these pods. People out there, shout out Jayweeds 420 inviting us to a pod. Homie sick, like, he's out there, he's doing his thing. He listens to the podcast, shout out to you, bro. But like, yeah, a lot of these people, they're just flooding these fucking pods, dude. They're just clogging the feed with just every 20 minutes they're posting something. They're just reposting somebody else's shit and they're not giving anybody credit and they're just building their accounts huge. They're getting like 4,000 or 5,000 likes on their photos, you know, however hundreds of thousands of followers, but there's not one photo that's just getting credit and they're posting every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So like our goal is to like share people's shit, give people credit and build, like, we want to, it sucks because we're in this office in 2018. We're going to be out there more, like collaborating, being at more events and being more like, we're part of the community without ever going anywhere. Yeah. But like, we're trying to change that and we're trying to be out there and we're trying to like,
that's like literally one of my biggest goals for next year. Yeah, just to like network with as many fucking people as possible and just link and get face to face with these people and talk to them and fucking help them and whatever, you know what I mean? Like,
and really just work with creators, like, you know, people that are like-minded to us. We want to be out there and like really be collaborating with people who create content. Like, cool, fucking High Hipsters, fucking Sasha, Josh, fucking the Dab Spot, like Dank Dabber, whoever, everybody out there who's creating this content. Like, we want to be fucking hanging out. We want to build this community together, because as we go into this year with legalization, we have all these corporate companies that are going to get in on this. Like, we want to make sure like the OG content creators in this community are the ones that are getting credit for their shit.
Yeah.
Instead of like these fucking meme pages that just post somebody else's meme every 15 minutes with no credit and they have hundreds of thousands of followers and they're going to end up getting a fucking huge investment when they didn't do anything.
Yeah.
You know, so our goal 2018, bring everybody together, fucking build this community even larger. And these corporate companies like Mary Jane, who's fucking with Taco Bell, can talk about
Jack
that.
In the Box.
Or Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
The 420 Munchie.
Hey, Jack in the Box, how are you, boy?
Yeah, let's come go, on dude. Down to oh tacos.
My God.
Give us some fucking coupons. We'll lace everybody up. What's good? You guys can give out 17,000 two taco coupons to Lakers games for when.
Yeah, no, they, give us they like do that 100.
Shit. Yeah, to give us 100, we'll be lacing all you guys up out there. But yeah, so that's where we've been. That's where we're going. Excited to fucking bring you guys on the ride
along for the journey.
All you guys ride. Who create content, send it to us. Shout out Chronic Crafter, Connor captures the homegirl on Instagram. She sent us like this sick cannabis coloring book PDF with like fucking it was like 30 plus pages of sick like artwork and mandalas and weed shit that you just get stoned and just print it out in color and shit.
Yeah.
But she sent us a photo of she made a gingerbread house bong that was fucking rad. That's pretty dope, reposted it. It did triple the numbers. It did like triple what we average do. Like, I don't know if any of our photos have ever gotten any as many likes as the photo of the gingerbread house.
Yeah.
So
that's dope.
Keep fucking with us. Keep sending us your shit. We want to repost your guys' stuff. Give you guys credit for it. I think she got like a little over 100 followers from the repost. So let's fucking get it.
Yeah, like that's what we're looking for too. Like, we want to contribute and we want other people to contribute to us. So if you're a fucking musician or whatever, you're a fucking designer, like what the fuck ever, you're a YouTuber, like hit us up if you're trying to do shit. Like, we're trying to have the platform to showcase all this shit. And if you have a platform yourself, then we're trying to get our shit on your platform. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, that's how you need to do it. You need to just really network with everyone and try to work with as many people as possible. And this leads to a good point. Like, some Gary Vee shit I was listening to the other day. He's just talking about, like, he's like meeting with some rapper and he's like, fuck collabing with fucking Lil Xanax or whatever. Like, you need to fucking go collab with like Taylor Swift. Or like, he's like, look at what Kendrick Lamar, like, he's just like naming, like, he's like, Kendrick Lamar fucking collabed with Taylor Swift and like, look what that did for him. Like, it fucking, and it's like, you don't, like, who cares? You go in with the attention, I'm going to steal your fans. So it's like, and like, I heard Snoop Dogg on an interview saying the same shit. He's like, if you're going to go open for someone else, like, you go as hard as if you're doing your own show, because you go in with the intention that now your fans are my fans. I'm taking your fucking fans. And then like Gary Vee is like, I'll go on your podcast with 12 people and 9 of those people are coming with me. Like, it's crazy. So you have to go to where the attention already is. And like, even if that might not align like exactly with what, like, you need to look at like the bigger picture of things and not be like super closed-minded, you know, if you're trying to like really break through to like the mainstream or whatever. But
absolutely,
I thought that was like interesting.
Yeah, definitely collabing with people, you know, want to share those, you know, experiences and fans and shit, especially at folk of people that you believe in, you know.
Yeah,
like, we want to fucking bring people on here that we want you guys to learn about. Like, we don't give a shit if we lose you, you know what I mean? Like, maybe you'll come back one day. But just do it. Just do it, right? Bong Fresh Official. Shout out Bong Fresh Official. Just do it. That was a good fucking...
good little intro there.
Jesus Christ.
That's like a 2017 in 10 minutes recap.
Pretty much, right?
Hey, you want to go get those sodas?
Yeah.
Out of the freezer?
Yeah. That was good.
The Mexican colas.
All right. Now that we got through that shit... talk about some baby back whales.
Baby back whales.
Literally just fucking hit everything on the list that I wanted to talk about. Boom, in boom, like boom, boom, 10 boom, minutes. Boom.
Yeah, so I'm sure we forgot some shit, but that's like very quick, quick rundown in a nutshell there.
Concentrated version.
Yeah.
The Blue Dream version.
But yeah, and I'm excited for next year to, like, I don't know, the last like 2 years have been like kind of, they've been great, don't get me wrong, but it's just been like the same shit. It's just been a lot of production, a lot of merch, a lot of customer service, a lot of that type of stuff. And like, now it's cool because we're gonna go more to the creative end of things and back to like almost back to the beginning, even though we're like already have all this shit, but like, I don't even know what I'm saying. Like, we're like going back to the beginning, like trying to build this thing up again from scratch almost.
Yeah.
Even though it's already built, like, we're, like, going a new direction. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, exciting to, like, build something again. You know what I mean? Yeah. Does that make sense?
It's just, yeah, it's just trying out new shit. Yeah. I know that's what you love, you know?
You're exactly,
just like,
yeah.
You're just like, oh, shit. Like, this is the way that things are going.
Yeah.
Like, I want to throw our own spin on it. Yeah. I see that there's, like, this... the thing that, like, you're pretty good at with the pattern recognition is something we talk about is, like, the slice of the pie, like... you're good at, like, finding the slice of the pie. Like, the slice of the pie that, like, we're trying to go into in 2018 on the media side, there's only a few slices cut out of it.
Right.
And for the weed part of it, there's maybe, like, 2 slices.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, very little, yeah.
And they're not even, like, huge pies.
Right.
So, like, and that pie is going to be getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
We're trying to just get that, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Like, so whatever these companies that, like... that are just getting these like millions of dollars investments in this weed shit, it's like, dude, if we could just get 2% of this fucking pie for the weed game for the next couple of years. Like, that's huge.
Just focus in on our audience, our niche. Like, really just try to dial it in. Create content for this specific audience that wants to fuck with it. You know what I mean? Not try to be bigger and better than everyone. Like, that's where everybody's fucking up. Like, everybody's trying to be the world's number one cannabis platform in the world, and you're trying to fucking cater to everyone, and you're missing the mark on so many levels.
Yeah. Where you're trying, like, to be like the Netflix, or you're trying to be like cool, like Leafly, even Leafly and Weed Maps. Like, you guys are fucking huge, but like, you're trying to take over everything, but it's still only a niche in the industry, you know? And like, we're just trying to like get our little niche and like our little community.
Exactly.
And our people that, you know, fuck with what we believe in, and we're all like-minded people, so that when we're out at these events and people come up to us, we can like chop it up. We know we're all in the same program and we're all building together for the same greater good. But yeah, if you could just get a small little niche, like, that's all we care about.
And like, yeah, if you're in the weed industry, like, this shit hasn't even started yet. Like, it's gonna do like, forget the number, I think 20 or 50 billion by 2020 is like the expected whatever, which is like 4 times bigger than the NFL or something like that. And then you wait even long, like in 10 years it's going to be bigger than anything. Alcohol, pharmaceuticals, tobacco, like anything. Like, maybe not like oil or something, maybe it will be. Like, it's literally going to be like the top 3 biggest fucking industries like in the entire world.
Dude, I want to bring,
like, it's going to take over, you know, in here.
Like, because, like, crazy. I fucking want to know, like, what do you think that's going to do, like, opening for, like, borders and international relationships and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like, other countries that are, like, pro-marijuana, like, for trade or for, like, I'm interested to see what is, like, kind of projections for that.
I really want to meet with, I want to meet with a fucking lawyer, like, as soon as possible, and just, like... Like, what can we do? Like, is there, like, an affiliate program where you can sell weed? Or, like, can you indirectly? Like, there has to, you know, there's some shit you can do. You know what I mean? Like, and, like, I want to be on that shit before anyone. I'm sure people are already fucking doing it. Yeah. But, like, the fucking train hasn't even left the goddamn station yet. Like, it's not even, like, the laws haven't even gone into effect in California. You know what I mean? Like, it's literally, it hasn't even started.
By the time you guys hear this, it'll be in a few days.
But so it's not even going to be on the first.
It's not.
No, so, like, you're able to turn the licenses? You're able to get the licenses or whatever on the 3rd or something like that.
You want
to
pull
so
that
they're
shit
saying
up
it's going to be, like, a couple weeks.
California marijuana laws. Let's see what comes up.
So, like, that'll be interesting once all that shit. Like, I don't know. I've heard good and bad things about it. Just, like, it's going to...
It depends on who you are. Are you a grower? Because there's going to be...
And it favors the fucking people with the money, like, always. Mm-hmm. Like, you can have... You can only have, like, X amount of licenses for, like, X amount of plants. But if you pay money or whatever, then you can, like... It's, like, some shit like that. Like, it's so crazy. So, it's going to get really fucking interesting. The people with money are going to start moving in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They, like, have already, but it's going to continue and probably be on a much larger scale. Like... Mm-hmm. You're going to start seeing big money come in and stupid money, especially in California. You know what I mean? California's always like bigger, better, fucking whatever, you know?
Yeah, that was like my uncle up north. He was saying his friend did a building for some growers up there. And he said it was insane. Like everything they had to do with it as far as the electrical, everything they had to do with it as far as like... the fucking light, just everything, security, all this shit, and those fools paid off like a 30-year loan in like 3 months or some shit. Like, it was insane.
So crazy.
There's so much science, there's so much that goes behind it. That's what's so funny. Like, people are like, you fucking stoners. It's like, actually,
yeah, like the people that are like really doing it, it's like, okay, like, or they're like scientists, legitimately scientists doing this shit, like
the business minds behind it, the science minds behind the genetics, like, these motherfuckers aren't just stoners, dude.
Some smart fucking people in this industry.
So what do we got? Is there like a top 10 things you know need to know about?
Yeah, I screenshotted, let's see if I could find it. I screenshotted the laws or whatever. Right here.
It will
Here's
be,
the taxes.
It
so,
would be illegal to film and put on YouTube.
I know, right?
Weed smoking.
Effective January 1st, 2018, a charge of 30.5% will be added to all cannabis purchases as required by cannabis by California law. California cannabis tax 15%, Los Angeles cannabis tax 6%, sales and use tax 9.5%. If you possess a valid medical marijuana card, then you're exempt from paying sales and use tax, and a reduced charge of 21% will be added to your medical cannabis purchase. So basically you're getting taxed 30% if you're buying it without a card.
So that's basically like, cool, a $10 gram turns into like $15 gram. It's like,
boo-hoo. Yeah, it's literally boo-hoo. Like whatever.
It's
yeah.
fucking
it's like same thing as Colorado. And
still cheaper than it was 10 years ago.
They like added like $5 on or something, $10 on.
Yeah, I remember when I went to, I was in Washington a couple of years back, and it was like $20 gram Bubba Kush that wasn't like insane.
Yeah, it's just like very average.
Yeah. I mean, it was still like good indoor and it looked beautiful, but it didn't like have a crazy nose, and I've definitely seen crazier shit. But after like getting those allergies last week, dude, from taking that bong rip, I'm like,
yeah, no, it's so
I want to start like getting like organic weed and start giving yeah, a shit like, about even that, knows? You know?
Yeah,
that like fucked my whole week up, and then everybody else's.
Actually... Who even knows what's in that shit?
But
they said you gotta have like fucking the real equipment to know, like. Because, like, everything has, like, a small trace amount or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you can only know if it has that or whatever if you have, like, these crazy, like, whatever it's called, machines. Like, it's pretty nuts.
Because, like, everybody will tell you, this shit's organic. This is some organic blue dream. You're like...
Or everybody tells you that they have the best.
Everybody.
Or that they're the first.
Yeah.
Or that fucking, they have the clearest, or the fucking most potent, or the most,
world's
like...
world's best burgers.
I'm just like
yes, Jim, you have the
world's
best
burgers. But, like, especially burgers. In the cannabis industry, oh, yeah. I feel like... Like, people with their wax, dude, like...
It's the clearest.
It's the... Blah, we used it... Blah, blah. I'm just like, shut the fuck up. Like, god damn it. Just fucking shut up, silly. Like, you don't know anything. Like... I don't know. I, like, take very few people's... You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I'm so sure, like, your fucking wax that you made in your garage is the purest. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, when you have, like, Zeki Farms, who has, like, 19 scientists on deck, like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, there's levels to this mm-hmm. shit, you know? But, I don't know.
Like, how would... Dude, all of it, it's so funny how there's these things that we, like, smoke every day and we, like, don't even know exactly
yeah.
how it works.
Just like wax snobs.
Oh, it's just like core anything.
Like,
it's like, bro, he's pushing Switch yeah. Mongo.
I feel
it's
like with wax, it's like the worst. Like, people are like so about it, like so like defensive and like tied to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, fucking, you're just smoking wax. Like,
get me high. Dude. Like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy. It's funny. Like, are you even to the points like where? You, like, know the difference between weed. Do you have, like, a specific weed that you're like, this makes me feel a certain way. It's the best. Like, this is my strain.
Yeah.
Or are you just, like, indica versus sativa? You don't give a shit either way.
Huh? Like, I could, like, identify weed pretty good. Like, oh, this is indoor. This is outdoor. Like, this is sativa. This is whatever. Like, I got that down pretty good. I could recognize a lot of strains. But, like, as far as the effects, no. It's weird. Unless it's, like, a super strong indica... Or, like, a super strong sativa. But if it's just, like, whatever, like, I just... Yeah. Usually all feels the same, yeah. you know? Unless it's, like, super gnarly kush or, like, super crazy. Yeah, but if it's just regular kush, regular sativa, whatever, it's just, like...
It hits you kind of
similar. It's all the same to me, honestly.
It's, like, the strength, like, this is a super strong OG and I'm getting fucking kind of
yeah,
like,
tired. Yeah, now I'm fucking tired, yeah. Yeah.
Or, like, this is like, a fucking... almost fracked. Like, this is a dope-ass fucking sativa. Yeah. I'm kind of, like, a little stimulated. Or exactly. I just got, like, a little head-changer buzz. Yeah, that's what... It's always interesting to me, too, and people are like, this is my strain. And yeah. I'm like, but, like, is it hit you the same? Say your strain is fucking Gorilla Glue. Like, does it really hit you the same if you get, like...
four different batches.
Exactly. Like, yeah. And you get this dude's fucking light dep, and then you get this dude's outdoor, and you get this dude's indoor, and then you get this one that wasn't cured as long. And like
90% of the time, these clinics are just naming shit. They're mm-hmm. just buying it from someone off the street and throwing a name on it and mm-hmm. reselling it. They're not fucking growing it and like using genetics and yeah. blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? Like
if you're getting it from the
same. I've seen it firsthand. Like, yeah. We used to work with, for this one dude, he owned like 30 dispensaries, and he'd get in like pounds and pounds and pounds and pounds. He'd just be like, call that one Jack Frost. Call that one fucking Snickle Fritz. Like, literally, on the spot, we'll just name them.
That's
like,
so funny.
And then he'd sell out in, like, fucking one day or something. But,
yeah.
That's another podcast.
But it's like, yeah, like, unless you're getting, I'm getting fucking Jungle Boys gelato every yeah. single time. Like, then you know that that's your shit.
But if it's just know? Blue Dream, it's like, cool, you know how many different fucking types of Blue Dream yeah. there are? Like, thousands and millions.
And then the ways that they're grown and everything. Like, it's, is it going to give you the same effect?
Yeah.
That's always interesting to me. I mean, that it'd be nice to just like always get the same shit, and then you know it's like, okay, I got this fucking organic do-si-do.
Yeah.
And like that's my hybrid that I fuck with.
Oopsie daisy.
Oopsie daisy. So yeah, that's another thing from like this past week. We got that do-si-do from Zeke, and I was like, all right, cool. I've shot this exact same video with the Canon 5D. I got the fucking iPhone 8 now. Like, I'm going to shoot the exact same video with the iPhone mm-hmm. and then fucking post it and see how it does.
Yeah.
And the one with, like, the 5D got, like, 30,000 views, which was, like, pretty good for us. And I posted one with the iPhone, it gets 135,000 views. Yeah. And it's, like, this is so funny, dude. It's, like, it doesn't fucking matter what you have. It's just, like, create the fucking thing with your spin on it and then dump it into the algorithm and then see how it performs.
Literally. I feel like that shit's like favored in the algorithm.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if the algorithm could tell. Who knows what the algorithm could do? It's just what? Like can fucking solving cancer algorithm? In the background. But yeah, I don't even know. Like, I wonder if that's almost like favored. Because you know, shit's favored if it has like text or if it doesn't have text yeah. or if it's like, I wonder if they could do it by like quality or like if they know the file type of mm-hmm. or like, you know what I mean? Like, I wonder if they could.
That's
like
interesting. They're like, oh, that. A MOV versus like a M4V or MP4. Because
I remember before Instagram would favor it if you took the photo in their app versus you take it on your camera and then post it because they want you to use their yeah. app. So like that was always interesting to me. Mm-hmm. It's like, I wonder if that's the same thing. I mean, you just shoot the video through the Instagram instead of shooting it on your video camera.
Huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then post it.
Maybe.
I wonder if that would make a big difference.
Like, what does Mackenzie do when she just takes the fucking bong? She just films it with her fucking phone, right?
Like, I think she just films takes, it like, a with her phone right? and then uploads it. I yeah. think, yeah. We should experiment with that, though. Yeah. I'd be honest with you. Everybody's just like, yeah, very good. But no, we could fuck with that. But yeah, 2018 is literally just like, phone on the tripod. Like, that's going to yeah. be 90% of our content, probably. Like, yeah, we'll still do dope shit, but like, for sure, it'll be a lot of that, you know?
I got that fucking, hand me my little banjo case right there. Producer Young Vince. Saturday producer. I got this, now that we're not uploading to iTunes, it doesn't matter. Got this sick little gimbal for the iPhone, and that's what we're going to focus on next year, because it's like, I got the 8 Plus, which is like, the camera is just quality insane.
Yeah.
So it's like, cool, this whole time I've been like, dude, I spent $2,000 on a gimbal, like a Steadicam for my Canon, and fuck that. So I just got, this thing was $130 on Amazon. I've been fucking around with it a little bit, and it's awesome, dude. You can like run with it, and it seems like you're just skating, or it seems like you're in a car filming
yeah.
when you're running. So we're going to be doing a lot of this shit. We're going to be a lot of iPhone stuff. Yeah, cranking out the content, dude. Try not to go super high profile, high production. I might get a drone.
Yeah, we should buy one of those for some at some point. Yeah,
could just be fun.
Yeah, for sure. Slowly add to our arsenal of weapons.
It's so funny.
See what we could cook up.
But yeah, that whole the iPhone thing, shooting it with your shit. Dump it into the algorithm.
Dump it on in and see what happens.
Go back to the drawing boards.
Yeah. Let's see.
What else you got?
We got... so there's like... let's talk about Bitcoin first.
Oh, I lost $500 because I'm an idiot and I bought in like way late.
Nah, but you're already back up. It's already went up. 20%. Like, that's the thing. So cool, it went down 40%. It's already up 20%. Like, now here's the other thing. Every time it's gone down, it's gone back up by double.
Yeah.
So this has happened 3 times this year where there's been a correction where it's gone down like 40% or 30% or whatever. But then that's followed by an increase of fucking 4 to 5 times. So it's like, you know what it's I mean? Crazy. So it dips, but then it goes higher. Dips goes higher. Like, dips goes higher. Like, so I don't know. I've just been like watching some documentaries and like whatever. Cause like I bought into it like probably a month ago. I bought Bitcoin and Litecoin. And I literally, I doubled my Litecoin investment in 3 days. And I didn't double the Bitcoin one, but the Bitcoin one, I made a third of my money on top of whatever it was. So like, whatever. I made a nice fucking little chunk of change in like 3 days. And then it was like, but I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know anything about it. I'm like, I don't even know what I'm investing in, you know? And so now I've been like watching all these YouTube videos and like figuring it out. Not, still don't know anything about it, but like just watching other smart people talk about it. And like, it's interesting. Like, so they're trying to build, it's digital currency, right? So like, right now, you have to use a bank. With Bitcoin, you don't have to use a bank because I have all my money here. You have your money there. Here's $10. Boom. No wire transfers, no checks, nothing. So all these big fucking corporations and institutions, or not corporations, the corporations are, they see the technology. All these smart ass tech dudes are all saying the same thing. They're like, the shit hasn't even fucking started yet. Like, the train hasn't even left the fucking station on Bitcoin. Like, everybody is going to, in 10 to 15 years, look back and be like, it was so obvious. Like, it was so obvious that this is the future technology. You know what I mean? And, like, it just makes sense. Maybe even if it's not Bitcoin, it's going to be something just like
Bitcoin. It's a cryptocurrency.
It's in cryptocurrency. Because think about it. You could be a tribe in fucking India and fucking send money to your fucking tribe in New Guinea or whatever.
I mean, just think about, like, how easy Venmo is. You know exactly. What I mean? And Venmo is still with the bank, and that's still like USD. But once you just have Venmo within this cryptocurrency, and it's like, you don't fucking need to deal with anybody. You don't need to deal with the bank. You don't need to deal with fucking shit.
Exactly.
It's just constantly like, fluctuating.
The dollar's fucking going to blow up at any minute. Like, literally, like, our economy could collapse at any minute because we're fucking just printing money, and it's like nobody
even
knows.
Inflation, like,
how come we've never been able to audit the Federal Reserve? Like, that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, what? So it's just, it's fucking nuts. So like, I've just been listening, kind of like paying attention a little more to this, and it's just really fucking interesting. And then I watched a documentary last night, and like, so whatever, it's just like the rise of Bitcoin. And it's like, started at fucking $1, and then it fucking went up to $6, and then Silk Road came out, and Silk Road's what blew it up. And then Silk Road took it to like $30, and then that got the attention of fucking Silicon Valley. So then Silicon Valley got involved, and then it blew up, and then that got the attention of like capital investors, and then it, so it's like all these smart fucking tech people are just like, see what's happening, and they're buying into this at $90 a share. It's at fucking $17,000 or something right now. And then another interesting thing was John McAfee, the fucking security, online security shit in the mouth guys. Fucking wild man, dude. He's like a huge, because his whole thing, he built online cybersecurity. So like he's known about crypto shit forever. So he's like talking about it, and has a bet out right now. He's like, if Bitcoin does not hit $1 million per Bitcoin by 2020, I will cut my dick off and eat it. That's what he said. And then they're like, so they have him on a talk show, and they're like, so like, what makes you think this, blah blah blah, and he's like, math. And they're like, explain, like, blah blah blah. He's like, look, I'm not this crazy asshole that everybody thinks, like, well, he didn't say that, but he's like I'm not this dude that's just like throwing numbers out and just like throwing out assumptions and just saying this and that. Like, no, he's like, look, he's like, I valued Bitcoin to be at $14,000 by the end of this year. He's like, it's almost at 20. When they interviewed him, it was like 18. He's like, I had it valued to be at 14 this year. He's like, I have it valued to be at 78 next year. And it's like all just off math of like how it's risen over the last 10 years. And it's just like so crazy. So this fool legitimately thinks that it's going to get up to $1 million of fucking coin, like within like the next 5 years or something like that. And then what's interesting as well is he's like on Twitter right now saying, Because right now everybody's like buying in. It's a crazy rush right now. Everybody's like, I want to get rich. I'm buying in. Like, I'm buying these penny stocks and I'm buying Bitcoin and Litecoin, Ethereum and whatever. And so he's on Twitter saying like, look, there's thousands of these that are scams, like Bitcoin Cash. Bitcoin Cash has no affiliation with Bitcoin. They stole their name.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
That's so crazy.
So there's a bunch of shit like that that are just scamming people, or they'll get people to fucking buy into their shit and it's a fake company, whatever. So he's like,
so sign up for DubiCoin right now.
Yeah, DubiCoin.
The link is going to be in the description.
So this fool's like, he's like, I've gone through every single cryptocurrency on the market, every single one. And he's like, for the next like month, I'm going to be releasing one every day that I think you should invest in, and I'm going to tell you guys which ones to stay away from. So literally like the first three that he put out all went up like over 1,000%. People made like millions of dollars off this fool, like, just because he's like, because nobody knows any of this shit and this dude does. So he's like, invest in this one, whatever, put in $1,000, and then 4 days later it goes up 4,000% and you make fucking 40 grand or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, it's fucking nuts. So like, I really don't know much, but I've just been like trying to like learn more about it and listen more, and like I want to get into these like penny versions and shit like that. But I don't know, it's like everybody's talking about it right now, so I figured we
fucking
should
keep me posted, because every time you buy some shit and then I buy some shit 3 weeks later and I miss the fucking boat and you hit the boat because you're like, dude, I just invested, and I'm like, cool. And then like 3 weeks later you're like, dude, I just went up like 40%. I'm like, oh, maybe I should invest. And it's like just always ends up hovering with where I'm at this entire time. So I'll be like, oh, I'm up $100. Oh, I'm down $200. Oh, I'm up $100.
I think you're still at a good spot.
Yeah, because everything's for long game. Everything that I've invested in,
I'm holding all these, because like Bitcoin right now it's at like 16 or 17 or something like that. And like, I've heard multiple people say that it's going to just fucking keep skyrocketing. So, and it's like, because imagine, like, nobody's even using this yet. So, like, even they already announced next year, I think Goldman Sachs or one of the huge banks is next year going to use Bitcoin. So just that deal alone is going to, it's going to go up like another 40 or whatever. You know what I mean? As more of these smarter people and more corporate America keeps getting involved, and the more integrations,
more people are gonna buy in, and
then the more it's gonna fucking. And the thing about Bitcoin is there's only a certain amount of Bitcoin, so the value, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
And then what? Then they're gonna start switching to different cryptocurrencies after that, like
trickle down. Well, so there's already like a million. Mm-hmm. There's already like a million competitors, but like Bitcoin's the first one, or been around the longest or whatever. But
so we could talk about like the whole Rogan thing where he had like Milo Yiannopoulos on, what, like probably 2 years ago, or, and he had set him up with a Bitcoin wallet. And then he had the MMA fighter Justin Wren, who's like this fucking awesome dude who goes to the Congo and like hangs out with these like Inuit tribes and builds them wells and like all this shit. And he's like, yeah, if you guys want to like donate to Fight for the Forgotten, he put out like his Bitcoin wallet address or however that works, and he ended up getting what, like $5,000 worth of donations, and it was 2 years ago, and now it's worth $100,000.
Yeah, how crazy is that?
That's fucking so sick.
Like,
what? That shit just went up, and they're gonna build a fuck ton of wells out in the Congo.
Dude, like, people, this has made more millionaires than anybody, Bitcoin.
Like young kids too.
Yeah, because it's like literally 5 years ago you could have bought this at $1. And it's worth 17,000. So imagine if a year ago you bought 100 shares at $1. That's now it's worth 100 times 17,000. What's that? 170,000 or 1.7 million?
Yeah.
Whatever that comes out to. Like,
either way.
What?
Fucking going to Sizzler.
Going fucking Sizzler every night. So, I don't know. I'm excited I invested a little more. I should have fucking bought in yesterday, though. Because, like, so as we're talking about this, you've probably seen it all over the news, like, Bitcoin bubble, if burst, like, oh, like, it's so funny, like, all the major news outlets, just the way they, like, portray shit. But it's, like, it went down, like, 40% or whatever, and then literally, like, fast forward overnight, it already is back up, like, 25%. So you should have bought in at the dip when it went down 40, you should have copped more, like, you could have got it at, like, 13 or something, you know?
Or I could have, even for, like, Litecoin, like,
or we could have got Litecoin at like 250 or something.
Yeah,
like
it's up to 306 right now.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like,
even Bitcoin's at 15.8.
Yeah, and it was at like 13 something yesterday, the day before. So it's pretty crazy, but
It's crazy how it just plays out. It fluctuates nonstop as opposed to the stock market, which is like on hold, you know.
What are y'all like pick my phone up, refresh? Cool, I made $900. Pick my phone up, refresh. Fuck, I lost $1,500. Pick my phone up, refresh. Cool, I'm up 150. It's just like it's fucking crazy. It's
so
like,
crazy.
It's just constantly fucking moving.
Bitcoin, but, baby. Cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to give like investment advice or anything like that, but I would just say to like look into it and like educate yourself on it because it's the fucking future. And in like 5 or 10 years, people are going to be kicking themselves. Like
I was going to say, put anything you know in the comments below and teach us what you know.
Yeah, or if you guys, like I know some fuck, like we have one homie that's had Bitcoin for like 4 years or something. So he's had it since it was worth like $100-something. I don't know how much he has, but I'm sure even if he had one, it's fucking 20 grand now. Yeah, you know exactly. What I mean? Like it's kind of crazy. So
put a down payment on a house right about now.
Yeah, with a Bitcoin.
So
they have Potcoin too.
That's real?
Yeah, so it's on the exchange. You can buy it. It's a penny stock. And basically, they're trying to make it like a Bitcoin for the dispensaries. So, like, I don't really know anything about it, but...
But you should just be able to use Bitcoin, right? Because it's fucking Bitcoin.
Exactly. So, they're trying to make it like a... They're trying to niche down on it or whatever, you know what I mean? But, yeah, like... But it's... So, it's weird. There's, like, the cryptos, and then there's, like, the mini ones or whatever. They're, like, the penny stocks. So, it's, like... I think Potcoin's like 25 cents or something, or 50 cents.
But even then, like, what's going to hurt you go buy like $7 in that?
That's what I'm saying.
And it's 25 cents and it goes up to 250, and then you just turn your $7 into like 7 grand. Or...
Exactly.
Clearly, you don't know any math here on your podcast.
So you put in $1 and then you make 7,000.
Aaron's the one that runs the numbers. I'm the one that just
we'll see.
Make sure the pictures are on the rule of thirds. Group hat photos all day, baby.
But yeah, Bitcoin, fucking, it's been interesting. It's been all over the news like crazy the last like month. And then the Mike Tyson documentary I wanted to talk about.
Oh yeah, how was that?
That shit's fucking crazy.
Is this an older one or a newer one?
It's like a, I don't know. It looks older, but they just put it on Netflix.
I know there was one that was
it's like produced by like Carmelo Anthony and like fucking like, and it's like rappers and like NBA players like produce it or something.
Interesting. But I've seen like, one like cool. 6 or 7 years ago, and it was still really good.
Yeah. All the Tyson are good because it's just like so epic.
Like, it's like you could just have a channel on that's just Mike Tyson TV and just have nonstop shit that comes out. I know. You're like, here's a 7-hour documentary on him biting the ear off of Evander Holyfield. Here's a 2-hour documentary of him telling the reporter that he only...
Imagine Mike Tyson nowadays. This like sexual assault shit, like
Mike Tyson would have like 7 billion followers, because everything he says is gonna get 1 billion views, because it was like he said, like I only talk to reporters I fornicate with.
Oh my god, he's such a genius.
So what did you learn about Mike Tyson?
I don't know, it was just interesting. Like, grew up without a fucking family or whatever, so like that custom auto dude like adopted him, who was like this super old trainer dude.
Yeah,
he was like 60 or 70 when he like adopted him. And like,
look up Mike Tyson Netflix documentary.
They had a cool they had like a cool relationship or whatever. He like took him under his wing and like, before that, Mike Tyson was, like, fucking robbing people.
Troubled kid. Juvenile delinquent.
And then this dude was like, no, like, we're waking up at 6 a.m. and running fucking 5 miles. Then we're going to go hit the heavy bag. Then we're going to fucking, like, you're going to be fucking world champ. Like, he just instilled confidence in this kid and just, like, told him, like, Mike Tyson didn't believe this. Like, he just thought he was whatever. And this dude's like, no. Like, you're going to be the fucking world champion. Like, you're going to listen to everything I say. Like, we're going to fucking get it. Like, whatever. And so it's just so dope. Every day, just training him, running with him.
He's like the only one that can get through to him, right? He's like the one dude.
Just disciplined him. And then, like, so then from there, like, he respected him so much that he just, like, just anything you say, like, he would just listen. And he started winning. First round knockout. Just, like, knocking everyone out. He was in the Junior Olympics and set the world record for the fastest knockout in the Junior Olympics. It was, like, 12 seconds or something. It's just, like, classic Mike Tyson, just, like, so ferocious, just like throwing the most ferocious shots, like nobody could fucking eat it, like stand with him, like, but it was just so dope. And then fucking he ends up dying
Custom Auto, yeah.
He ends up dying, like, before Mike Tyson even, like, got big or anything. Like, Mike Tyson's, like, on the come up, like, starting to get a little known, knocking everyone out, but, like, wasn't even pro yet, I don't think. Maybe he was, but then he died or whatever. And
well,
then
he started doing all his shit when he was, like, 19, right? Mm-hmm. Like, wasn't he, like...
I think that's when he was, like, in the Junior Olympics or something like
wasn't
that.
Wasn't he, like... It was, like, very young when he was... He was definitely early 20s when he was, like, on the top of the world.
Right.
Just, like, buying 28-bedroom houses and shit like that, right?
Yeah, he blew, like, $100 million or something. $150 million, something like that. But, like, it was just so interesting how he just, like, put the confidence in this dude. And then he just, like, believed in himself mm-hmm. and just, like, did it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then, whatever, like... They're saying, like, he was on cocaine for 80% of his fights.
What?
Yeah, how crazy is that? Like, 80, yeah, pretty sure it's 80% of his fights. And then the reason that he headbutted Homeboy, or bit the ear off Homeboy, is because he kept headbutting him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he said that, like, Homeboy kept headbutting him, and he's just like, whatever. He's like, fire, fuck you. And he just fucking...
And he was
like, yeah, super frustrated and mm-hmm. shit, and it was just, like, not going his way.
I remember that. I watched that fight, and then I remember... Like, right after he was saying that, he kept headbutting me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I watched a couple of those fights. I watched him knock that Francois Bothois dude out in like 20 seconds or some shit. Like, some giant ass white dude. And he just knocks him out so fast. I remember some of that shit when I was younger. But wild. Will boxing just see another? Like,
inadvertent marketing genius. Mm-hmm. Inadvertently.
Yeah.
Like, he was just genuinely a crazy fool. He was just like, I'm going to fucking eat your kids and fucking whatever, you know?
Babies. Yeah. Yeah, and it's like one of those things that he laid the groundwork to where almost marketing people saw the reaction to him and were like, now we need to channel that.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we need to tap into because that's the type of shit that people want to see.
Yep.
It's like interesting. It's almost like it hit the point where like, all marketing was like controlled, and then once they started getting reactions, and like the people doing the marketing advertising started go, you know what I mean? Like, because there's a demand from the people, but the psychology behind all of it, I wonder when that really started like taking off. I mean, obviously,
I like just barely now, even like the last like 2 or 3 years, realized like how all that shit even works. Like, before I like legitimately thought that there was like reality shows, like, no, there's not. Like, that's all fucking... Maybe it's not scripted, but you know the producer is
smoke and mirrors,
swaying
bro.
Certain things to get certain reactions, to get certain... They're fucking telling this fool some shit to get this bitch mm-hmm. upset so that she says some shit to her, and then... Like, they need ratings, they need people to watch. They're not going to fucking watch your boring-ass show if there's no drama or there's no storyline or anything
going on.
And they're just,
like, pumping booze into these people and probably, like...
Exactly. Like, they're doing little things like that.
Yeah, in the background. And also, just the easy idea of, like... You go to do the casting, mm-hmm. and then you cast a fucking gay person.
Or even just by doing that,
and then
that,
you post
yeah.
a homophobic person. And
you get
then
a black
dude
and a white supremacist.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And exactly, then they just do that, and it's just, like, the same. So that was, like, the thing, like, Tom Segura's wife, Christina Pazinski, the comedian, like, she was on, like, the second season of Road Rules.
Oh,
and
shit.
She was even like, yeah, it wasn't even drama back then. Like, we all got along great.
Yeah. Because
it was, like, regular reality TV. Like, mm-hmm. they weren't trying to start that drama.
Yeah.
Plus, with a show like Road Rules, like, to everybody who's sheltered in the fucking 90s before the internet, you're watching
forgot about
these,
Road Rules.
You're watching people, like, bungee jump, and, like, you're getting these natural reactions, which already were, like, pretty entertaining mm-hmm. to somebody in the 90s who's watching fucking Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you didn't need to create the drama. And then it was, like... Real World was, like, the original reality show.
For sure.
And then they had, like, the episode with, like, Puck. And, like, he was, like, the bully. And then you had, like, the gay dude who, like, ended up dying from AIDS. And then, like, that dynamic is,
they
like...
They just piece all the right pieces
and
together.
And that shit is
to
what
the...
set it the fuck off.
Yeah.
And then reality TV was, like,
and then it's, like, cool. There's your marketing. You fucking splice the clip of the gay dude yelling at the black dude. And you fucking run that as your commercial. Yeah. And then everybody's like, oh my god, what happened? I need to tune in and see what happened. Oh my god.
And then you like cut a reaction from like a completely different fucking day.
Yeah.
And then you splice it in there.
It's just like so crazy. As you get older, you just like start fucking understanding all this shit. Yeah. Like, as when you're younger, you're just like, oh wow, it's a reality. You know what I mean?
Think,
it's
yeah,
like,
and
no.
I think it, the power of editing. And I think for me, like growing up with my dad being like a food photographer, and he's like shooting fucking burritos and all this shit, and it's just all fake fucking food. Mm-hmm. You know, like, he's got the pie, and, like, the whole pie is marbles, and then they just lay the cherry in the fucking... I got to like grow up with all that bullshit, or like doing a Swiss Miss hot chocolate thing like in my dad's studio, and they created an entire front of a cabin with like a porch and everything, and the shot is like shot so you see the whole front of like the winter cabin, and you could see like a grandfather and the grandson like drinking hot chocolate together, like in the fucking window. Yeah. And it's supposed to look like you're outdoors, but you fully shot it. Or making a Burger King fucking ad, they built an entire backyard in this full studio with like a white picket fence and laid out all this grass and had a huge ivy thing and like kids playing and lit it like it was like from the sun. It's like all fake as fuck.
It's all perception,
all smoke and mirrors. Yeah. So. And it's all the power editing. Like, there's dudes in skateboarding. You see them on fucking videos, and you grow up, and you watch them. You're like, whoa, this dude looks like the funniest dude ever. And then you, like, fucking hang out with them, and they're
just
like...
just, like, a song could influence it. You know what I mean? Like, just certain things. Like, the way you edit it. Yeah, you throw it, like, bam. Yeah. Bam's not the most talented fucking skater, but you throw in the clips of him fucking running a shopping cart into a wall and fucking eating shit, whatever the fuck he does. Like, boom. Now, you know what I mean? Now you can market him, because... Mm-hmm.
Or you see a dude, like, laughing, smiling, giving high fives in a skate video.
And joking
like,
around, being silly and shit.
And then you go fucking actually get to know this dude, and you're like, this motherfucker ain't this dude at all. You know? Or whatever. You see a dude throw his board a couple times and, like, scream in a video. You think he's an asshole, and you meet him, he's, like, the nicest dude.
Yeah.
So it's just all smoke and mirrors. Like, it's all the power editing.
Yeah, it's just, like, as you get older, you just, at least me personally, like, I just... Once you're, like, now that I've, been like, been doing marketing and, like, running a company and, like, all that, like, I look at the world so fucking different now. Like, literally, like, I'm at the grocery store and I'm, like, how do they put the labels on their fucking shampoo? Like, what colors are they using? Like, what tech, like, little shit like that. Like, looking at billboards, like, why do they lay it out like that? Or, like, just anything. Like, when you're a skater, you look at stairs or, like, rails and shit. Like, now I'm, like, looking at fucking signs and, like, fucking, you know what I mean? It's so funny.
Product placement. Like, it's so all hard the
little,
for me.
Yeah, little things like that.
I was thinking about this yesterday when I was reading. Like, I was, like, fucking super stoned going through these new books. And, like, I really enjoyed reading this year. And one of the things I realized last night was because it's hard for me to focus on when I'm watching, like, we've been watching Game of Thrones, or when I watch a movie, or when I watch anything, it's hard because I create shit like that. So when I get high and I watch it, it's hard for me to follow the storyline because I'm paying attention to the shot, I'm paying attention to the composition, I'm paying attention to the acting, I'm paying attention to the color correction, I'm paying attention to the transitions, I'm paying attention to fucking what lens they're using. Like, everything, wardrobe, like, I'm like, for example, when you see somebody who's smoking a joint or a cigarette, and then you constantly see the joint getting longer and shorter and longer and shorter, like, in belly or something like that,
like all the
I'm constantly picking up on shit like that, where I'm like, oh, they fucked up there, whatever, because I like creating, editing, shooting, so it's hard for me to follow along, but when I read... there's nothing for, you know what I mean?
No,
I'm
like,
following the storyline, I'm following that. I realized that last night.
When you're watching it, there's too much distractions and shit.
So it's like almost, because you know, you want to fucking get high before you like watch a movie or something like that.
Yeah.
But sometimes you get all faded and you're like, me myself personally, because that's I'm behind the camera and behind the computer all the time. That's what I see. So it's hard to follow, you know what I mean? So maybe I need to not smoke a movie when I watch it and invest it. But yeah, it's like hard for me to turn that off, what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know? And just to enjoy something.
Yeah.
It's constantly, like, breaking it down.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, I feel you. It's crazy.
But, yeah, it's interesting. Like, the more you learn, the more you see things and you're looking at the world differently, you know? Like, going back to, like, watching MMA, like, I fucking hated on it for so long. And then once I started learning about it, and then you'd watch it, and you know what to look for.
Yeah.
So when the dude gets the takedown, like, oh, these dudes are just, like, in the clinch, or they're just wrestling around on their feet. But then, like... one dude's trying to take him down, he gets the takedown, once they're on the ground, like, you have an idea of like what one dude on top is trying to do, and the dude on the bottom's trying to do. It's more interesting,
right?
You know, once you know, but when you're just fucking looking at these dudes like on top of each other like wrestling, like, it's not interesting
for sure.
But it's
strange,
you have
to know like all the little dynamics and little whatever.
So just the more you learn about everything, the more you're seeing, it's like revealing, the world reveals itself to you. Like,
that's a good way to put it. That's true. Yeah, that's interesting.
That's like just huge for both of us this year. Like, if we were sitting in this fucking chair 12 months ago, like, you haven't done shit. Like, you've probably taken 5 days off this year, you know? Yeah. And like, I've gone harder. I've been a fucking loser skateboarder for the past like 15 years. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and this year I'm like probably skated 20 times this year.
Yeah.
And like read probably as many books this year as I've gone skating. Like your whole life. Days I've gone skating this year. Like I was thinking, I'm like, oh, I fucking read more books than tricks I filmed this year. Realistically, I've probably only gone skating 25 times this year. Yeah. And I've read 24 books this year. Yeah. Which is kind of crazy.
That is crazy.
So it's like, I'm a completely different person based on like focusing on learning and focus, you know? And getting like the podcast is like cool because it almost like makes me feel the responsibility to read when I don't want to read, or watch a documentary when I want to watch a fucking, what, I don't give a shit about watching anything actually, but like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like having this inspires me to want to fucking learn more.
Right.
To have more shit to talk
about. You have more shit to talk
Otherwise,
about,
we're just talking about fucking Las Vegas. McDonald's documentaries.
I haven't watched it in a couple months. I might have to,
Get back to Hank and Dick. Get
some more inspiration from Ray Kroc.
Our boy Ray Kroc. Like, how am I going to take over the world? Maybe you should not watch the documentary. I know.
Just get us all fired
up. Just trying to, like, might try to just, like, move. Aaron might just try to get, like, a little house and we just work out of the house next year. And then hopefully get like a space to shoot a bunch of shit somewhere where we can like collaborate with a bunch of people, like a kind of shared space.
Right.
But
got some ideas up our sleeves.
It's gonna be like complete opposite. You're gonna know what to do with yourself. You're gonna be working out of your house.
I know.
You know what the fuck?
It's gonna be great. This whole last year, it's just like getting interrupted every 20 minutes by someone. Like,
yeah,
it was way more hectic when I was in the other office before I moved into here.
Oh yeah.
Like, dude, it was insane. Like every fucking like 30 minutes, someone would like come in and fucking distract me or bug me or something, or just like nonstop. I couldn't even get any work done ever.
It's what it is.
Cool. But
always problems, but next year is gonna be less problems. So
next year, way less to fucking worry about and deal with, and go ham, put all the energy into the high-rise TV, baby, get it cracking,
do some fun shit, bring Doobie Talk,
start fucking traveling and going to more events, and
let's get some stamps, bro.
Some Airbnbs and all kinds of shit.
Let's get some plane tickets.
Get some plane tickets. Get some stamps in the old passport.
Do it. I didn't get to travel internationally this year. It's kind of a bummer.
I got my vacation coming up.
Oh, off to Mexico. Blissful.
Should be fun. 3 days.
On a boat, bitch.
Ensenada. Boat life.
Are you going to bring weed or what? You're just going to drink beer.
Nah, I'll probably just drink. I don't know what the laws are.
What are you going to do with yourself?
I don't even know. I'm just going to be like on my laptop or something.
Just going to be on
it's the like playing by the pool, like running ads or something.
Just
I don't
on
know.
The poop deck.
On the old poop deck. I read this article today about Supreme, or not Supreme, Obey. And it was like interesting, like they're saying how like they discontinued their Obey bar logo because they saw because Justin Bieber was wearing it. They discontinued it.
Why they gotta hate but on it, the Reebs, bro?
No, but it's so like, what's the word? Fuck, I forgot what that word is. I don't know what the word is, but they're like, he's like, yeah, like, Obey, we're all about the punk rock culture and like the skate culture and like, we don't care and like, blah, blah, blah. Then the next sentence is like, Justin Bieber wore our t-shirt, so we're not making it anymore. It's like, okay, so that just shows that you care. Like, that's, here's a big thing that I've always had like a theory, like all these punk rock dudes, like fucking, I don't give a fuck, like, fuck everyone, I'm punk rock. Like, I don't care what you think. Okay, then why did you just spend 3.5 hours getting ready? Like, you have fucking pants on with, like, 17 patches with, like, 4 belts, like, 9 bracelets. Like, your fucking hair is spiked up all crazy. You have, like, fucking jewelry on. Like, you have, like, you know what I mean?
Or,
it's like,
or
clearly
like,
you fucking care.
Yeah.
Because if you didn't care, then you would just go outside like a normal fucking person.
Yeah.
You wouldn't stand in front of the mirror
for fucking
4 hours. You'd wear
your fucking
pajamas
out.
Like, you know what I mean? So, like, that always, like,
or, like,
was something that I was just,
selling
like,
out.
You don't care, but
selling out
you fucking
is
care.
selling out is bullshit, bro. And it's like, if you don't care, you would just take that money and not give a shit that anybody thinks you're a sellout.
Exactly.
It's like skateboarding is very similar,
and it's too. Like, if you're obey, it's like, you don't give a fuck, so then don't give a fuck. But you're giving a fuck. You know what I mean? You're just going against what you just said.
Yeah. Also, obey acts like they're into skateboarding. They've never had a skate team ever. They haven't fucking paid skateboarders. Like,
you know, I've never seen anything.
You know what I mean? Like, they've never had a skate team.
Yeah. But they want to be part of the skate
and culture. And you've been in Nordstrom's for the past 10 years.
Yeah.
So
it's like, so for sure, Reber is going to be wearing your shit.
Yeah.
What do you expect?
Can't stop the Reebs, dude.
Yeah.
Cannot and then, stop
like,
the Reebs.
They're talking about how, like, Supreme just, like, blatantly stole the bar logo from this designer, Barbara Kruger, I think it was. Yeah.
They did.
And then, like, they admitted it, too, or whatever. It's like, this bitch was, like, in the 50s making red bar logos and shit. You know what I mean? And, like, whatever. I thought that was, like, interesting, too. Because, like, Obey is, like, kind of talking shit on Supreme. Like, oh, they stole their bar logo from blah, blah, blah. It's just, like, everybody steals everything. Like, what? So only one person can have a bar logo? Like, get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? Like, who cares? Like, it's just, I don't know. Go run your fucking $100 million company. What are you bitching about? You know what I mean?
Dude, exactly. God damn it. Just trying to get the attention on them.
But yeah, that was always, like, an interesting theory I've had for, like, ever. Because, like, people, they're just, I don't give a fuck. Like, or you do give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's just funny.
But imagine, like, what if you had Liberty Spikes and you dressed like that, but you were a G and you, like, went to your tech office and then you and then you program shit. Or, like, you were a G and you were, like, HR at the fucking the office, you know? Yeah. And, like, you were Toby. But you had, like, Liberty Spikes.
Then, like,
and
then checkered, you really, yeah, you don't checkered, give a fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, you had Doc Martens.
And, yeah. It's so funny. So I got, like, top lessons that we've learned this year.
You got, dude, you took notes today.
Well, not like you. I don't know, just like some random shit. But it's like, number one, don't fucking count on anyone. That's the biggest thing I've learned this year.
That's been Aaron's 2 weeks.
Oh, shit.
Aaron just, like, balling his fist up and punching himself right in the face every day. Like,
why do I keep making the same mistake?
Aaron's like a
keep
very
trying to fucking trust people.
Aaron's just a very trustworthy dude. He's like, you say you're gonna do some shit, I believe that you're gonna do some shit, like, I'll put it on the line, and then everything comes back down, whether it's like people are like, yeah, dude, I got these fucking this item listed on your website, and then it's like, cool, we do our part, we sell like 250 of these fucking things, and then the dude's just like, oh, I don't know if we can fulfill it. It's like, then don't fucking tell us we're going to fulfill it. Like, we're trying to make you money.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's, and that's one example of 72,000 things that Aaron had to deal with this year.
It's just like so many things this year. Like, just don't fucking believe anyone. Don't count on anyone. Like, people are going to say shit. People are going to tell you that they're going to do shit. And people are going to fucking whatever. Don't fucking believe it. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
what is it? Believe nothing of what you hear and half of what you see.
Yeah, exactly. Like, at the end of the day, you can really only count on yourself 100%. Like, there's gonna be a lot of people that are gonna fucking tell you shit and fucking bullshit you and whatever, but you need to, like, really just remember that you can't count on anybody but your fucking self. Because what if you count on this dude and he fucking dies or he fucks you over or whatever? You know what I mean? There's a million things that could happen.
And then, like, even realistically, if you just have a small team, you know, if you have just like two or three people around you and you're all on the same page and you all got each other's back and you know,
exactly,
like, I'm gonna show up to grind it out because this motherfucker's not gonna is gonna show up to grind it out, not like, oh, like, this dude, like, he's cool and he never says anything to me, so I'm gonna, like, show up like, I'm not gonna show up today because Aaron will understand.
Yeah,
like, just because you're fuck, like, you lead by example, like, you're here fucking 7 days a week, like, grinding, you know what I mean? Like, that's enough for me to, like, want to grind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're fucking slacking off, I'd be like, I'm not going to fucking show up.
Exactly, yeah.
But, like, yeah, so.
Just don't think people are going to fucking do shit for you. Like, people are going to say shit, whatever, like, I mean, shit, maybe sometimes it will work out. I'm not saying, like, every single person is going to fuck you over, but, like, don't fucking,
well, if you have, like,
don't put all your eggs in someone else's fucking basket.
Yeah, and if you have, like, the grinding mentality, and, like, if you're listening to this, chances are you do, and you want to fucking, like, hustle and get shit done and work to your full potential, like, understand that, like, 99% of people aren't like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like,
that's been
hard. We're in here on a fucking Saturday podcasting, going to be shipping. Shipping's not even our fucking job, but we're going to be doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it needs to get fucking done.
Exactly.
So, like, understand if, like, that's you, you grind, you're out there, you're trying to do your shit, you have the entrepreneurial spirit. 99% of people do not.
Mm-hmm.
So, fucking. Don't,
yeah, yeah, if you so do we find those like-minded people too, then yeah, take advantage of that, because it's not fucking easy to find, that's for sure.
And I'm sure, and a team of like 3 or 4 trustworthy people versus a team of like 20 people that you can only count on 50% of the time.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. So that's like kind of been a learning thing from this last year, is just like really just like trying to control more stuff and not have to rely on other people to get shit done, and mm-hmm. just like focus on shit that we can get done ourselves and not have to, like, you know, or not just being too nice. Just like, that's one of my biggest weakness probably, is that I'm too nice. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
with, yeah, I'll take a meeting at fucking 4 o'clock and, you know, in LA on Friday.
Yeah.
And it's going to take my whole day, and then the meeting, nothing comes of it. And then I just missed 5 hours of work that I could have been, you know, playing my way on. So
that's like, I don't know. That's probably number one. It's like, just fucking
I like that, that's a good
don't
one.
Count on anyone. Number two, it's like, just think about the long term over the short term. Just not like, let's fucking build this fucking thing and make money real quick. It's like, no, let's build something for the long term. Like with Tyrus TV, like, we want to build this into like a big fucking platform. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that's the long term goal. It's mm-hmm. not short term. It's not like we're just gonna make a few videos and try to get rich real quick. You mm-hmm. know, it's like, no, we're gonna lay the bricks, like build the foundation, fucking slowly, gradually, mm-hmm. fucking build it up into something fucking huge.
Yeah.
As opposed to just trying to build a bunch of little things or whatever, because everybody's just looking at the short term. Like a lot of people are, at least. You know.
Yeah,
what
that's
mean?
Funny. Like, if you guys only knew, like, if you guys have fucked with us here at High Rise TV, especially for like the last at least year or two. Only been around for like 2.5 years, but mm-hmm. you guys would be so surprised. Like,
yeah,
like last year we probably made like $1,500.
Yeah, like we made whole no year, money last
you know
year
what I mean? And then like this year, like, we probably didn't do shit. And keep in mind, it's like we're creating so much content, so we're in this for the long run. Like,
yeah,
and we enjoy it.
Yeah, it's something that we enjoy, and we see the bigger picture of it, and kind of the working for the long term goal of it. Fucking just numbers game. Like, everything is a fucking numbers game. And like, I have a perfect example. Like, it's literally all, if you hit up 100 people, you're gonna get, if keep in mind, you have to have a good product or offer something of value. But like, people just sit here and I don't have this and I don't have this. It's like, then fucking just hustle and get it. It's such bullshit. Like, I'm a perfect example, because what I'm telling you to do, I did. Literally, I fucking DM'd hundreds and hundreds, probably DM'd thousands of people, and literally, I get one reply back, hey, let's meet on Sunday at 10 a.m., cool, great, meet with her, boom, $1.8 million deal, like, that's what that will equivalent to if she fucking orders every month like she has been.
Yeah.
On the low end. And that was what, one DM? Cool, maybe I sent out 999 that didn't get answered, but that one that did get answered paid for all those 1,000.
Mm-hmm. And you'd like, rather deal with this one account than deal with 1,700 accounts that's going to equate to that.
Exactly.
Much,
exactly.
You know?
So it's like, everything's just a fucking numbers game. Like, if you want something, like, just fucking get it. Like, it's right there. Like, everything's at your fingertips. Like, you could sit here and fucking DM 100 people a day if you really wanted to, or email them, or network, or whatever the fuck. Like, you have to have something of value, obviously. Like, with me, I have a service. It's embroidery. We have fucking good quality. We have good pricing. That's my value. Maybe your value is you're a fucking artist, or you're a
graphic
fucking
designer.
Graphic designer, or whatever. You're fucking whatever it may be. You know what I mean? Like, it's really not, I'm not saying it's easy, but the process is way more simple than people realize. It's like, just do the work. Just fucking sit there for fucking 5 hours and DM 500 people. Most people aren't going to do that. Mm-hmm. So the people that do that are going to be the ones that get the fucking mm-hmm. results. So like, that's something that I've just like learned. Like, everything's just a fucking numbers game. Like, you just have to put yourself out there and hit up enough people and you're going to get fucking, you mm-hmm. know,
that's it.
Like, Another one is like, don't spread yourself too thin. So that's like obviously a huge fucking learning lesson from this year.
You're like a fucking pancake, dude.
Literally, like at one point, I was running 6 or 7 businesses at one point, and like it's fucking just insane. It's like, it's impossible to like focus because it's like, cool, like I'm working on this fucking sock brand right now, and then like, oh shit, the fucking production client is here, like I have to go meet with him, and then it's like, oh shit, we need to upload something to HiRise, and then it's like, oh cool, we're running a sale on fucking Happy East, and then oh, we need new merch for HiRise Co, and then oh, I'm consulting for like, it's like it's just insane. Like it's like, just don't try to take on too much shit, you know what I mean? Like yeah, focus on a few things, like, and that's like what I'm learning. Like I made the mistakes this year. I tried to fucking do like 10 things at once, you know what I mean? And it's cool, but like, if I just put my effort into like 2 things, I'll get probably 10 times the outcome, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just like really focusing on what you want to do and what you're good at. And like with me, it's like, I feel like I'm like good at a lot of things, but I'm like not, like, how do I say it? Like I know how to do a lot of things, but I'm like really good at a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I used to have the mindset that like, oh, I could do, I already know how to do everything. Like I could do the fucking, you know what I mean? But now I have the mindset where it's like, no, I need to focus on the fucking 2 or 3 things that I'm like really good at. And then all the other shit, fucking put the right pieces in place to fucking handle it. Or
yeah,
whatever,
I think,
you know?
This year was good because you did have the crazy drive to learn everything and take on everything.
Yeah.
Like just say yes to everything and like we'll fucking figure it out.
Exactly.
And like that was good because going into this year, I mean, I guess you're like fucking around with the ads and everything, but like you really like fine tune that and then figured out like, cool, and I can consult for that, and you know, that brings like a whole nother value to it. But before that, like what was your, you were kind of like jack of all trades, like everything. So I feel like this going and like learning all this shit and experiencing and going into the deep end, kind of
you pulled
2 or 3 things out of it that you want.
Yeah.
You know, or like your strength and you enjoy fucking with.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, just don't say yes to everything and just focus on what you're really, really good at and not just like all the, you know, like, oh, I'm okay at fucking doing this. Like, no, like what are you really good at? You know?
Yeah.
And like for you, like you have your fucking things that you're really good at. I have my few things that I'm really good at. And then it's like,
yeah, going back to like the gift thing, like find something that you're good at that is like what Kevion says. He's like, your gift is like the thing that can generate the most amount of money with the least amount of energy. And then that can like, you might, you know, like photography, video, whatever, like it's fun, it's cool, like I don't fucking like want to be Annie Leibovitz and fucking Hype Williams and goddamn Martin Scorsese.
Yeah,
I enjoy doing it. Doesn't take too, you know, too much of my like energy to do it, and then that frees up energy for everything else in your life that you enjoy.
Yeah,
that you want to like grow upon. So whatever that is.
Yeah, just fucking focus on what you're fucking good at and what you like doing. And then, like, the last one is, like, just profits over sales. So it's, like, a lot of people think, like, that they need to build the biggest fucking business in the world and have, like, 400 employees and have 10 million people working for them and, like, have 10 warehouses and, like, that's great. But, like, at the end of the day, you could have a business, like, put it this way, you could have a business doing $5 million in sales and you're only profiting $400,000, but you have 50 employees or some shit, or you have a business that's doing $500,000 in sales and you make $200,000
and you're working,
like,
on your fucking
money. I would rather do the latter, you know what I mean? Like I'd rather do the 500 and 200 because there's no headache,
and you, like, can be working out of your kitchen
and you can be working literally out of your house if you want. Yeah. And there's no real overhead and there's no real liability. Like that's something we've learned this year too firsthand, is like we work in this warehouse with another company that we partner with or whatever, and like they have probably 20, 25 employees or something like that. Something like that. And like we've seen, you know, some issues this year, like with just workplace shit and potential lawsuits and just all kinds of shit. And it's just like really eye opening, you know? It's like you could be, you know, you could have this 40-person operation and have these big accounts and whatever, and then one day, you know, one of those accounts leaves, and then one person in the back files a lawsuit, yeah, and you're out of business or whatever it is.
Like the liability between like 25 people versus me, you, Mackenzie, and Vince, mm-hmm, like there's a lot more that can go wrong
yeah,
with 25 fucking people.
Exactly, yeah.
In a warehouse with machinery than like us four making weed videos, designing shit and group hat photos.
Doing exactly what we want to do, yeah. But like that's a big thing that I got from Gary Vee this year. Like literally, like he always talks about it. He's like what do you want to do? Like, do you want to have a like, you could have your fucking $100,000 a year t-shirt business and fucking profit $30,000 a year and live a fucking happy life. Like, or you can fucking go try to build a $1 billion business. He's like, I have friends that have $400 million in their bank account and they fucking want to kill themselves. Mm-hmm. He's like, and then I have friends that make $47,000 a year and they fucking are the happiest people in the world. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know. Like, so that's just opened my eyes to like, we could still run all these fucking profitable businesses and still be like without having to be the biggest one. You know what I mean? Like my mindset before, like last year, my mindset was like, I want to be the biggest. And like, then as learning, like I was managing like 15 employees at one point, like 10 or 15 people at one point. And it's like, it's fucking a lot. You know what I mean? It's a lot of fucking shit you got to deal with. Like it's a lot of different personalities clashing and mm-hmm, schedule. It's a lot, yeah, of shit. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know. It's just like, I would rather have less headache, less overhead, less problems, do exactly what I want to do. Maybe I'll make a little bit less money, but like,
and I don't even got then, like
anything, you know what I mean?
You have like the self-confidence and the knowledge to like, I'll figure out a way to make that same amount of money. Just doing right, it fucking out or of do my, it, yeah, doing it do on it the couch out of my living room.
Right.
It's 2018. Like we, yeah, got this, you know?
Exactly.
So that's good. That's good to hear. Cause so we need to be on.
Yeah.
It's like, up, it's almost a trip, dude. Like if you fucking move to Long Beach, we get like, you get a house to work out of. And it's literally like, cool, I'm gonna fucking skate over to your house.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna like pop up. I got my camera, my backpack, my laptop. I'm gonna pop up and just like work from the backyard on the Wi-Fi. And then we're like, shoot fucking weed videos.
Like, okay, let's go to the beach and film a pre-roll real quick or something. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, it's fucking whatever. So
it's gonna be like retarded. And then even then, like,
it's like right now it's like, cool, get to work at fucking 9 or 10, work till fucking 2 in the morning, like putting out fires every fucking 3 hours, getting fucking scammed by this person or paying this fucking bullshit thing or fucking this goes wrong or like,
yeah,
every day I just want to fucking
Apple, like, ID passwords insane, make like, me want
to, oh my myself, god, that's the worst. Yeah. Just try to deal with so much shit. So yeah, now it's like, cool, just fucking wake up, let's go fucking shoot some weed videos on the beach.
Dude, straight up. Like, got plenty of coffee shops for Aaron's newfound.
Do some traveling, do some shit. So yeah, we're excited. Fucking crazy ass year. Definitely learned more this year than fucking probably any other year for mm-hmm, sure. So
yeah,
try to take what we learned and apply it into next year, and hopefully we'll have a get this media company cracking.
This media company is so funny, just calling it a media
this media conglomerate. You're looking at it.
Is it right here? It's like SportsCenter. It was like Chris Berman and the other dude.
Oh, we
like
need to talk about the YouTube shit, because that was something that I was listening to. Was people were talking about these like media networks and whatever, and how Vice is valued at like $1 billion or more than that or something like that, whatever. And then they're just like, why the fuck would I buy Vice for $1 billion when I could just buy like fucking 10 influencers for like $10 million each, and one influencer is bigger than Vice.
Mm-hmm.
Like these fucking kids I was showing you the other day, the Jake Paul or Logan Paul or whatever, like literally one of those kids has more reach than Vice. One kid. And then it's you so look crazy at fucking whatever, Supreme Patty and fucking all these Lil Pump, all these little influencer kids, like, that have all the attention on them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're the outlet, they're the media platform. Like, themselves is the mm-hmm, media platform. You know what I mean? Like, so it's just interesting, like, how, like, I don't know. Like, you could be this huge fucking network, but, like, what value do you have if you don't have any of the, like, attention, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's why with our network, we want to incorporate all these people to have the attention, yeah, into our network, mm-hmm, and then amplify it or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just, and then like the shit that you're saying, the top 12, whatever.
Yeah. So I'm reading this fucking book. It's called Stream Punks. It's by Robert Kinsel or Kinchel. He's like the director of dude, what is it? Whatever, some crazy title at YouTube. Mm-hmm. But he came over from Netflix. He's the one that helped Netflix go into the streaming from mm-hmm. when they were just like the subscription, like DVDs. He helped them move over to there, and then he's like, I need to get the fuck over to YouTube because YouTube's about to change the fucking world.
Right.
So this dude just seems like such a fucking G. He's like a fucking immigrant from Czechoslovakia, so he grew up with no media. Yeah. Like one fucking channel. Books had to be screened by like the office of whatever, and like just you weren't allowed shit.
Yeah.
So he like gets out of there and he's just like loves the freedom of media. So this fool wrote this book. And I'm only like 30 pages in, but some shit that he says is really interesting was that on a survey of like, this book's 2017, but a survey of high school students, their top six favorite celebrities are YouTubers. And then in a bunch of European countries, that same survey, 12 of the top 25 of their favorite celebrities are YouTubers.
Yeah, that's fucking like, insane.
More popular than fucking Leonardo DiCaprio, fucking Kim Kardashian, like what anything. Like they're saying that like 60% of the kids or something like that said that these YouTubers have touched their lives and like changed their life, the way they look at the world.
Yeah.
Because it's just more relatable and just...
Exactly. It's just real life shit. It's mm-hmm. just real life fucking... I'm fucking Jake Paul and I'm whatever the fuck he does. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. Like,
and then you get to like grow with that person.
You get to follow their story and grow with their journey mm-hmm. and shit like that, yeah.
So
yeah, but that shit's so interesting to me. Like, that's the future. Like, it's just traditional versus, like, now, future, whatever, you know? It's, mm-hmm. like, traditional is, like, movies and fucking Johnny Depp and whatever. And then it's, like, nowadays it's, like, no, it's fucking Instagram and fucking Lil Pump mm-hmm. and fucking Jake Paul or whatever, mm-hmm. you know? It's crazy. But, yeah, so... That's our strategy. Try to just line up with as many of these influencers as possible and just integrate them in with our network, mm-hmm. however we can plug them in. So that way we have the attention on our...
And we have, like, ideas, and we want to incorporate these people into, like, our fun ideas and our hero content that we want to create, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, we did the fucking U-Haul Hotbox, but, like, we want to do the fucking U-Haul Hotbox with, like, fucking Kanye West and fucking whoever, you know what I mean? But...
Well, we got, Nikki was just telling me that we got Lil Gnar.
Oh, yeah? Yeah,
Lil Gnar wants to do a video with us. Cool. And Fredo wants to do something.
Let's go. I'll play Lil Gnar Skate. Let's go.
But, like, that was perfect because it's, like, just thinking, like, even utilizing their network of people that they know just for, like, our featured videos or mm-hmm. our hero content. So it's, like, hey, we're going to hotbox a fucking... the Grand Canyon or some shit, like hot air balloon, whatever, like some silly crazy shit. But exactly, like, we're not gonna fucking do it. Fucking Kanye West and fucking Fredo are gonna do it.
Yeah. Or
Mariah Carey and fucking Oprah. Well, yeah, how these people whatever, just
like,
you know?
Feature their shit on, like, they dropped the like, what's the fuck is King James's music video on Worldstar.
Right.
But like,
yeah,
to a platform.
And then get that repost from Worldstar.
Let's get it.
That's the goal.
What do you got, Vince? You got any questions for us today?
Man, you guys got me high, dude.
Producer Vince just got high and sat there. And pulled up two things, but we're moving too fast.
We're moving.
We're fast. How's your shit going?
My shit?
How's your brain going?
I don't have... Well, brand.
How's your photo shoot going?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, you a photographer now?
Yeah.
Hit up Vince Duran 1990 Duran or some shit on Instagram if you want photography.
Get your photos.
And design.
Designs.
One-stop shop.
He's the ones he's, need. He's... Yeah, he's about to learn everything we learned not to do.
Shoot the lookbook for you.
That's the...
One-stop shop, dude.
What else you got? See, is that everything? Else.
I think I covered all my... covered all my notes.
That was it, dude. That was our 2017. Next time we see y'all, it's going to be 2018.
It's going to be the new year, baby. I'll be fresh back from Mexico, hopefully.
It's going to be tan. Aaron's hopefully gonna have those shark bites out of his legs and go down to Mexico, ride some baby back whales.
Ride some baby backs into the new year.
Some micheladas.
Some micheladas. Some baby backs.
Some baby back whales, some starfish. And then 2018, we gonna get it, guys. I guess fucking run through the tape here.
Tale of the tape.
Tale of the tape. Yeah, so fuck yes. Thank you guys so much for listening today and for fucking with us all year. We made it.
We made it a whole year almost.
We did it.
Well, it's been like 8 months?
Yeah.
7 months?
We're episode like 40 or 41 or some shit like that. So we still got a couple more. But yeah, we appreciate it. We hope you guys had a good holiday. Hope you guys have a good New Year's. Be safe. Fuck yeah, let's start this next year strong.
Let's get it, baby. Oh yeah, we might switch up how we film the podcast, so if you guys have like any suggestions, like I don't know, we were talking about it and like we feel like it's weird that like we're just filming like the sides of our heads or whatever, so like we don't know. What do you think? Do you think we should face the camera or
yeah, guys,
like
think?
The sides of our heads?
Or do you think we should go 45 degree angle?
Or do we do like a
chairs?
Rhombus, whatever it is.
Pentagram. hey, real quick before we get the fuck out of here, you have any New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, kind of. So like, it's just to like network with as many people as possible. I want to try to start waking up earlier. I want to like eat better. Like I want to go like start grocery shopping or whatever. And then just have, like, more of a fucking schedule. Like, try to, like, make time to do shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because now I'm just, like, I'm just work every fucking day. I don't, like, mm-hmm. I'm going to go to the beach today. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
try to, like, have a little shit like that and then, like, travel more.
Mm-hmm.
And then fucking build this fucking high-rise shit up.
Let's go. Yeah, I think the routine's huge. I was just, like, reading some shit or watching some shit about routines, and that's something that I've been really on this year, and it's really changed my life with like the reading and getting back into working out and trying to do yoga shit for me mentally and physically. But mm-hmm. they're just saying like you can be good, but if you want to be great, mm-hmm. you have to have a routine.
Right.
That's something that's going to set you apart from everybody else, and your routine is something that you can control. You mm-hmm. can't control anything that goes on throughout the day, but your routine, if you can fucking stick to it and find a way and find things that's going to help benefit you mentally and physically to be the best throughout the day,
mm-hmm.
then that's what's gonna like propel you to be
for
great,
sure.
You
yeah.
know what I mean? So yeah. like waking up early, fucking giving yourself that extra hour or two to like even waking up 30 minutes early is like always mm-hmm. You know,
I get in like weird patterns. Like for like 2 weeks I'll wake up at fucking 8, I'll get here by 8:45, I'll be working by 9, but then like, and then I'll go 2 weeks where like wake up at 10, I get here at 11:30, and then I work till fuck at 2 in the morning yeah. or some shit. Like, I go through, like, weird, like, phases. Mm-hmm. Like, it's never consistent.
Yeah.
It's always, like, I'm either up early or I'm not up early.
Well, hopefully, like, weird. Getting all this shit minimized, too.
But, then, right, exactly. That's the whole point, is to minimize this shit,
mm-hmm.
move into an actual house, and then, like, just kind of reset.
Because, like, really, what I've learned this year is, like, your fucking mental health is more important than anything.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, obviously, your physical health, but, like, especially like running through this shit, because I've always had my fucking mental issues my whole life, but this year, like going through routine, doing yoga, figuring shit out, microdosing, fucking work, physically working out,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever, like all that has fucking changed everything for me to where
yeah.
it's like I'm so much more calm, so much more like go with the flow, and I've seen the results in my life because of it. And it's like doing those things for yourself before you start your shit in the morning, before you start your fucking emails, before you mm-hmm. fucking do whatever, so that like you're stressed, you can just like navigate through that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then your stress doesn't get poured onto anybody else, and like everything's cool, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and it also takes like getting to that age, like you're fucking like almost 30, that's the mm-hmm. age that you figure it out. That's like
right.
the common age that you figure this shit out.
Yeah.
It's like 28 years old.
Yeah.
Like 28 to like 31, where like you're like, oh shit, like cool, I had that life experience. Let's fucking like dump all the shit that doesn't work and use the shit that works.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's like you need to focus on yourself more than anyone else, because it's like you need to be in a good place to be able to fucking produce and provide for like your fucking homies, your team, your family,
mm-hmm.
whatever. You know what I mean? So it's like, because if you're not good, then nobody else can mm-hmm. be good. So it's like you have to make sure that you're like,
yeah,
whatever. But Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I never really did think about that until like recently too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I was always just like, oh, just fucking whatever. Like,
well, you didn't need it to because like
willing my way through everything.
Exactly. Like this year you just fucking try to work your way out of everything.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, and you just keep piling it on and all. Yeah. Like, I've got good work ethic. I go ham. Like, I'll fucking work my way out of this shit.
Right.
I'll problem solve my way out of this shit. But exactly. Then once like, there's so many problems yeah. And you feel like the weight of the world is about to fucking crash on you. Like Jen's like the same way because she's like taking on so much shit. She's like freaking out because she's about to move into her shit next week. And she's shit. Like, the whole thing about the DM thing, she's just like, you were saying earlier, the numbers game. She's like, I'm starting to stress out that I'm not going to be able to get enough shit. And I'm like laughing at her. I'm like, girl, you'd be up to your fucking ears and donuts when me and Aaron get a hold of this shit. Like, are you fucking kidding me? You're gonna be on Shark Tank in 2 weeks when Aaron unleashes the fucking ads. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Real.
I was like, literally, just get on DM. And she's like, I feel like it's not professional. I'm like, nah, it's like 2018.
No, that's the future, yeah.
Nobody's checking their emails. If you're sending,
this is the email.
If you're sending the DM, it's more personal. It's
right.
Not. If you're sending the email, it feels like
it's more
hello,
spam.
Let's fucking email. Yeah, let's try to sell you some shit. But if it's a DM, there's just somebody on
and
the
you
other
reach out
end.
Personably. Like, here's a tip. Like. I don't know if this is fucked up. This isn't fucked up. But I would just reach out. Like I said, I would DM thousands of people. So I'd go by categories. So I'd go to churches. The message I would send to the church would be catered to the church. I'm not religious at all. Like, I don't believe in any of that shit. But you best believe at the end of that message, they get in a God bless. So I'm like, hey, blah, 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 Pats, blah. Thank you. God bless. Like, whatever. Like, or you hit up the skate shop. Like, yo, what's up? Like, you just
what
fucking cater your message to who you're fucking targeting. So with Jen, it's like, perfect. Hey, I'm Jen. I fucking own this dope vegan blah, blah, blah. Tell her a little story. Like, there you go. They're going to click her shit. They're going to see that her fucking content's better than everyone else's.
Yeah.
She gets them a sample pack.
Exactly.
They try one donut and it's fucking game over.
Yeah.
Like,
so, yeah. She's just like fourth quarter stressing right now.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, shit. That's like, don't even worry. Like, you're going to be fine. Like, this is some shit you should have done 2 years ago. Like, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to need to outgrow this shit.
Yeah.
So,
you got to, like, take that leap.
Yeah. So, that's cool. That's exciting. My fucking, my resolution, I just want to, like, this year was the reading thing, 25 books. I almost got to it. I got to 24. I might get to, like, 24. And I mean, I could probably finish this book in the next week, but, like, I want to enjoy the rest of my year. And then I just want to write. I was going to try to learn Spanish because 20 people who work here speak Spanish, but then we're moving out of here, so I'm like, I'm not gonna have anybody to practice with, so I'm gonna try to write at least 5 days a week. I'm gonna try to write for like 30 minutes to an hour every morning when I drink my coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And like get all my shit off my like out of my head, fucking get all my ideas down, write, get some good manifestation going.
Mm-hmm.
Get my affirmations going and just really write like where I want this shit to go.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where we see ourselves, where we want to be, what the fuck, like, are my frustrations, like, what, but then also, like, the confidence of, like, yo, we should be doing this and da 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 and blah 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 blah. And, like, I can't wait for us to be fucking wherever this and in Barcelona for, or in Amsterdam or da 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 da. And just, like, I always tell you, I'm like, dude, we're just going to be in. I can't wait. Like, we're going to fucking be somewhere. We're going to be literally, like, in fucking Santorino or fucking who knows, dude. We're going to be in, like, Mexico, like, overlooking the fucking blue ocean with, like, an infinity pool one day. Like,
like,
and we're
going to
be smoking personal blunts and we're gonna look at you and we're just fucking laugh. Like, I'm manifesting that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's going to happen. Like, me and this fool have done it, like, with skateboarding, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, we joked around that, like, bro, like, if it doesn't work out, like, I'll just try to get on World and then fucking, like, you get on and then you turn pro and then I turn am and then fucking Brian turns flow and, like, that shit happened, dude.
Yeah.
Like, we literally, like, manifested that shit to exactly to happen. So, like, that's my shit. I want to write it down.
That's, like,
every
all the
day.
Most, like, successful,
like,
people, like,
visualize
just,
that,
like,
shit.
Pretend like you're, like, envision yourself like you're already that person. So it's, like, we need to pretend like we already have the most, or like the dopest fucking platform. You know what I mean? Like, we need to, like, put it out there and fucking act the part.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, like, that's a reoccurring thing with so many fucking people. Yeah. Like, we've talked about it on the show before, but like,
and just that visualization, like I listened to the fucking YouTube little videos and they have like Conor McGregor quotes and fucking mm-hmm. you know, like, and you always hear Conor like, this is exactly how I pictured it. Yeah. He's sitting up there with both belts. Yeah. He's exactly what I thought, like, I've been, this is no different than how I've been imagining it, like, yeah. Fucking visualize that shit. So dope. I'm gonna be back into that. I'm gonna be writing down, just getting my thoughts down, and we'll see how it's changed my chick's life. She's been doing it for over 6 months, and yeah, that's how I'm gonna spend 2018. See where it gets us. Let us know what the fuck you guys want to work on. Fucking inspire us. Maybe that's some shit that we want to work on, and we will try to take the challenge with you guys. And fuck yes.
It's been a wild year, my friend.
It's been crazy. Love sharing it with you guys. Love all your guys' feedback. We appreciate everything. All your DMs, all your positive comments. Really fucking sick, man. Like, definitely makes us want to sit down every week and do this shit for you. So
yeah, we're not going anywhere. We got a lot of shit planned for next year. Fucking probably make some changes to the show. Just like try to make it more like interactive or like better for you guys, and have more guests on, and I don't know, we got some ideas, we'll see where it goes. Fucking you'll be seeing some changes with the high rise in general over the next like few weeks for sure. So you'll kind of be seeing what we're talking about right now, kind of transitioning. And thanks for fucking with us this whole year. It's been rad, and hope you guys kill it next year. Go to thehighriseco.com, use code word DubiTalk. Still giving you 30% off. Go to All I Need Skate, use the code word Fuchs, get 20% off. New board's out, right?
New graphic. Yeah, I got the new Bum Hobo Series board. Check that out. Make sure to follow us on Instagram. We never say this, but follow at
Doobie. Yeah, we're going to add a little podcast. slide out thing. That's something I want to add for the new year, too. So you guys can see our social media handles.
Bang, bang. Bam. At Doobie Talk Podcast. Fuck with us on there. See some of the shit we post. Be part of our community on there. And then what do you want them to do? How are we going to close it out? How are we going to start 2018?
How are we going to start them off? Well, keep pushing. Keep rising. We out.